Fastlane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Raji. I'm Anthony Salter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by ESPN.com writer Marley Rivera, who's chatted with Yadi Molina a couple of times now during the pandemic. Marley, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, Anthony. Thanks for having me, and Chris and Brad. Looking forward to a nice discussion. No freakouts, St. Louis. No freakouts.
This is all good. We love Yadi, obviously, here in St. Louis. Now, when you chatted with Yadi, obviously, there's a lot to unpack. What's the thing that, I feel as though you've been doing this a long time, where you say to yourself, okay, wow, I wasn't really expecting that answer. Did that happen at all when you chatted with Yadi?
The first one, obviously, we already released those news. Certainly, and I appreciate the question, because one of the things that I've gotten in the last couple of days is sort of like, if I coerce Yadi into saying that he would play for any other team except the Cardinals. And that was the big surprise, right? Like, my flat-out question was if he had considered playing beyond 2020. That was just merely my question. And he said, absolutely. I want to play two more years, and I hope it's with the Cardinals, but I am willing to go into free agency. That was the big surprise that came out of that conversation. And I think because that one is sort of old news, in the rest of the piece that we published today on ESPN, I think how certain and how comfortable he is saying that he is a Hall of Fame catcher. I think that isn't, it doesn't happen very often that you speak to a player, a current player, that is so aware of their place in history. And while other people may disagree, Yadi believes he belongs there. And that is one thing that that Yadi Molina has never lacked. He's always been very, very sure of himself. So that part wasn't a surprise. But to hear a player being so honest about it certainly was.
Yeah, I love that. And by the way, Marley, you're speaking to the right group here, because I don't think that you're going to get anybody arguing on the fact that he's a Hall of Famer or not. I think we're all pro Yadi's a Hall of Famer around here. And I had the good fortune to throw to him for 5 years. And I got to see something.
He's bragging, Marley. Just hang with it. He's bragging.
Well, in games, Marley, in fairness,
he wants to make sure that all the Cubs pitchers know that.
That's right.
In case they were thinking.
I will say, in fairness, in games that probably weren't so close, and it doesn't matter when they were. One thing that always stood out to me, and it stands out in the Q&A and the piece that you release at ESPN, is just the fact that Yadi wants to win every day. Above everything else, he wants to win. That came out as a teammate, and I think that people can read it and say, that's what Yadier Molina is supposed to say. I'm sure in talking to him, you didn't think that he was just trying to give you an answer that sounded right. He truly believes that.
Absolutely. And one of the things, you know Yadi in a very different manner than I do, right? I've always known him as a media member. I've known him for a really long time. We've known each other for over 15 years. So one of those things we developed, we're both Puerto Rican, so we developed a really good relationship throughout the years. But that in no means, means that he is not going to be honest with me. And one of the things that Yadi said that was really interesting is that when he spoke about the way young catchers have to work today, and the way that he said they sort of have to work in a computerized manner, in a way that they have to focus on maybe framing or analytics or these kind of numbers. And he said, I only go out there every day to win. And that's precisely kind of what we all love about Yadi. Even the Cubs fans can admit that it is really a special thing to watch Yadi Molina catch. I covered the WBC team for Puerto Rico quite a few years, including the last one. Unfortunately, we're not going to have one in 2021, and hopefully there'll be one in 2022. But when Yadi plays for the Puerto Rico team, you can really see that too, that fire. Like, he just goes out there every single day to win. It doesn't matter if it's Game 7 of the World Series or a Wednesday game in July. And I think that is so admirable. To see a player that gives it all every single day is just amazing. And yet he's 38. He's done this for 16 years. So I think that's just really commendable.
You mentioned the World Baseball Classic and playing for Puerto Rico. And the first thing that I thought of, there's this image that I have, which I'd imagine you have too, and that's him, the throw down to second, and Javier Baez making the tag. And the two of them just connecting on that, not just the throw and the catch, but like you could tell they were in sync on it and how excited both of those guys were. and how much that mattered to them and how much it matters to Molina to win a game like that and be involved in something like that.
Absolutely. And all these kids, you know, we're very lucky to have this young golden generation of infielders currently, you know, from Puerto Rico in Major League Baseball with Javi Baez, Carlos Correa and Francisco Lindor and Kike Hernandez, right? It's really kind of remarkable to hear, you know, some of the best shortstop and second baseman in the game to be from Puerto Rico, which at a time, you know, we used to be really good at sending out catchers to Major League Baseball, and now we have all these talented position players. And these guys, each one of them, as you know, right now, Javi is in age 27 season, the same thing, you know, a little younger for Correa. All these kids idolize Molina. And now, you know, their entire lives, it doesn't matter what position you play, right? People my age, even though, you know, I'm 45, so people my age grew up idolizing Clemente, right? Like, it's sort of, even though you didn't see him play because he died before I was born, it was sort of, you know, the ultimate goal was to just aspire, you know, it's like, oh my God, 21 for the Pirates. These kids, all of them grew up idolizing Molina, and now they get to play with him. And that's what you saw in that moment. You know, that's how Javi feels every day. Yeti is the captain of that team. And he just, you know, the fact that right now he even wants to play in Puerto Rico if there is no Major League Baseball season, he said that. He's like, he loves playing with these kids. They admire him so much, and they really see him as a role model. And if you know, there's many good things of taking Yadier Molina as a role model when you're starting baseball.
So obviously he would prefer to stay in St. Louis, finish out his career here for another couple of years. But is also willing to test the free agency, as you mentioned. Do you get a sense from him that he has a sense from the Cardinals how much they are interested in exploring bringing him back after this year?
He didn't say anything about that at all. It actually my sense from that, because they had had, the only thing that he mentioned is that they had had some good conversations about it, and that was about it. Everything stopped. You know, we all know that, you know, fateful Friday the 13th, right, in March, when all the sports shut down. Ever since that day, there hasn't been a single conversation regarding a contract extension with the Cardinals. And then he was very, very clear about that. He's like, this is something that I expressed to them. That is something. And they were open to conversation. That's just all Yadi said. But at this point, there's zero sense of what could happen. And it is going to be a very personal decision for the Cardinals to decide whether they want Yadier Molina, you know, to be their backstop in the next 2 years, you know, whether he gives them the best opportunity to win, which is all teams are in the business of doing.
Marley Rivera, VSPN.com, joins us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.
Marley, following up on that, the idea of him potentially being out there, which makes a lot of our listeners right now sick to their stomach, throwing up in their car on the way home.
No.
That being said, it's not going to happen, all right? The Cardinals are going to pony up. You heard it here first. But, I don't know, fingers crossed again. What sense do you get? Like, what type of market do you believe it would be, Marley, if, in fact, Yadi was out there? And, again, we know the age, but we also know the pedigree. What do you think teams would be looking at when it comes to Yadier Molina? How many would be excited about this?
It's interesting because I've heard both sides. Some people say we don't know what kind of season we're going to have, and we don't know how the impact of the finances, right? That is such a big topic right now between the union and MLB and all these owners of these teams that may lose a lot of money this year. So that's certainly a conversation that is going to be a part of it to see what happens this season and, you know, the monetary losses that can influence how much you want to spend in free agency. So that certainly is a consideration, right, number one. But I'll just tell you this. When we published that story, the news story of Yadi being open to free agency, like you said, he wants to stay in St. Louis. I want to stress this.
Sure.
He wants to stay in St. Louis. But when you said that he was open to free agency, I got so many texts from so many people from different teams saying, do you believe this to be true? Did he just say that, or is it true? Because one of the things that is going to happen is that the next free agency, as you guys know, prime catching is just, it doesn't even exist anymore. And if we think about these great catchers of the game, you know, that started with Molina, my brain now is like, this is what happens when you're spending in a 700 square foot apartment 2 months.
Marley, it happens to all of us pretty much daily.
This is what happens, but yeah. But the Joe Mauers of the world, you know, the people that started at the same time as Molina, right? Buster Posey, they're no longer catching, right? Or they're not going to finish their careers as great catchers. And Yadi has been so durable despite all the time he missed with injury, he claims that he is healthy right now. He has been so durable, and those young teams, and I'm throwing these names out there, this has nothing to do with teams that texted me. So I want to be, you know, very clear that these are not people who told me. But if you think about a team like the New York Mets with a really young rotation, right? If you think about these teams that could really use some help, you know, someone like the Washington Nationals who have this, like, you know, even though they just won the World Series, you know, they did not do it with elite catching. So when you think what Yadi can contribute to a franchise, I do think that there's going to be a prime number for his services. Now, that's only my opinion, and we're going to see what happens this year because a lot of these teams are going to lose a lot of money. So then in free agency, it may be a little bit more difficult to go free spending. But you know what? In the next, you know, after 2020 is done, there's not a lot of catchers out there that can even measure up to Molina. So like you guys said, I do think the Cardinals are going to pony up here.
Marley, we certainly hope so. Thank you so much for coming on and providing some insight. Although, hold on, we got one more question.
Yeah, I do. Have you heard anything, Marley, outside of, because we're all wondering about baseball coming back, and we would like to see Yadier Molina get to play if this is his last year or not. What do you hear? Because we are hearing various things of how close they might be, and we know there's the compensation issue. What is the latest as far as your perspective is?
The one part that I've heard, and I've heard from both sides, right, from the union side and the player side and from the Major League Baseball and officials and ownership side, is that they're still far apart on compensation. You know, all of them are together and really have very much agreed on the fact that safety is first, that health and safety is number one, and that's the one thing that they have to figure out first. So that is really positive when you are focused on the most important thing, you know, which should be for all of us, health and safety during the time of a pandemic. But then and we've seen, you know, all the comments out there from all these players saying, you know, they just want to get paid and so on. And I want to caution fans, and it's, you know, just don't have, maybe the messenger isn't the best, and we've seen it out there, right, with Blake Snell. Maybe we're not hearing it, but just listen to the message. And it isn't about millionaires versus billionaires, and it isn't about that right now. It is about the fact that when a season happens and owners make more money than they should have, players don't get paid more, right? They simply don't go. You don't get a bonus because that year ownership made more money. So this year, the argument that the owners are making is that the players should make less money because they're going to make less money. So I understand, you know, it doesn't matter what player is out there, whether there are 50,000 fans in the stands, or whether there are 10, or whether there are zero. That player is always going to give it his best. And he should be paid for that. So I think that, you know, because the message is getting diluted out there, and just this conversation about, you know, these millionaires complaining during a time that is so difficult for all of us. I live in New York City. No one can tell me. You know, no one in the United States knows, you know, unless you're in New York, what we've been through. So we understand this. We understand what the priorities are right now. But these guys, this is their livelihood. So I think that we have to watch that. And I do think that that's going to be the problem. The compensation part, they're still pretty far apart on. So, you know, I hope that they are close. I hope that you guys are hearing better things than I am. But I just don't think it's quite there yet. But I do think they will get there.
Marley, well said. Appreciate you joining us today. Be safe. And we'll chat with you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. Sorry for the rambling. This is what happens when you live in a very small New York City apartment and you're stuck for 2 months.
It's a beautiful thing.
Marley,
we love it.
We need content. So, I mean, that was fantastic.
And if anybody texts you about Yadi again, say, no, you were just kidding, okay? Just
you got it. I'll just be like, no, I was completely lying. Just I'll refer them to you guys. And, you know, I'll tell that John Mozeliak has some words for you.
Thank Perfect,
you,
yeah. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's Marley Rivera here on The Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. She just shared something with us about Yadi that I find really interesting, because oftentimes I hear the opposite from some Cardinals fans. It's next. I almost had the turn. I almost went all the way back.
You can if you want. I can't.
Can I merge?
No.
No. Okay. We'll talk about that next in The Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.
And the turn.